Right? They sort of go through and make it clear that all these people are going to land softly on their feet. They're all going to be fine. No harm done. Kathleen Kelly herself, she just goes on living in her apartment. She doesn't have a job now, but that doesn't seem to matter. She doesn't seem to be worried about losing the apartment or anything like that. Maybe she'll become a writer. Oh, there's this wonderful job offer to become a children's book editor, blah, blah. Like, in the real world, this is not what happens when things go out of business. It's not the case that everybody somehow floats into an even nicer position and says, yeah, I was stuck at my shop. It was actually good for me that Joe Fox ran me out of business. Now I'm free to pursue my other interests. That's just not how things go. It's not just unrealistic. It is so deeply opposed to reality that I just find it very offensive.
Well, Troy, I hope that we've let off some steam. We've had a cathartic conversation here on the air about our mutual disdain. Repulsion for You've Got Mail, which is it's not a popular view to have. But Troy, so we
can I make one request for the end of the show? Can
yes,
we end
sir.
The show the same way that the movie ends? Can we end it with Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Troy, we're going to go out with Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And Troy,
so
let me just say, correct me if I'm wrong, a big thumbs down for You've Got Mail and a big thumbs up for the 1940 the Shop Around the Corner. Is that right?
My verdict.
All right, well, Troy Jollymore, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I hope that, you know what I wish? I wish that you never have to watch You've Got Mail ever again. That's my holiday.
Merry Christmas, just so I can stoke the fire.
Stoke the fire. Well, Troy, we'll be back in a couple weeks. Until that time, we're wishing everyone Happy Holidays and Happy New Year, and we'll see you in, what, in 2025?
Somewhere.
Sol amarelo e com cinco ou seis retas é fácil fazer um castelo com o lápis em torno da mão e me dou uma luva e se faço chover com dois riscos tem um guarda-chuva se um pinguinho de tinta cai num pedacinho azul do papel. Num instante imagino uma linda gaivota voar no céu. Vai voando, contornando a imensa curva. Norte e sul, vou com ela, viajando Havaí, Pequim ou Istambul. Pinto um barco à vela, branco navegando. É tanto céu e mar num beijo azul. Entre as nuvens vem surgindo um lindo avião, rosa e grená, tudo em volta, colorindo com suas luzes a piscar. Basta imaginar e ele está partindo, sereno e lindo. E se a gente quiser, ele vai pousar. Uma folha qualquer eu desenho um navio de partida com alguns bons amigos bebendo de bem com a vida. De uma América a outra eu consigo passar num segundo. Giro um simples compasso e num círculo eu faço o mundo. Um menino caminha e caminhando chega no muro. E ali logo em frente a esperar pela gente o futuro está. E o futuro é uma astronave que tentamos pilotar. Não tem tempo, nem piedade, nem tem hora de chegar. Sem pedir licença muda a nossa vida e depois convida a rir ou chorar. Nessa estrada não nos cabe conhecer ou ver o que virá, o fim dela. Ninguém sabe bem ao certo onde vai dar. Vamos todos numa linda passarela de uma aquarela que um dia enfim descolorirá. mira. Numa folha qualquer eu desenho um sol amarelo que descolorirá. E com cinco ou seis retas é fácil fazer um castelo que descolorirá. Giro um simples compasso, num círculo eu faço um mundo que descolorirá.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lily, and I'm a host for The Power of Love. And for the next 30 minutes, I'll be here with you, empower you to have a loving, healthy, and happy relationship. And I would say, start with yourself. This is FEM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener support, community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the Foothills Hills, and beyond. And the opinions voiced on this program do not represent the view or opinions of KZFR, staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers. And before I start talking, I would appreciate and thank you so much, because The Power of Love is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Pulling Cycling, providing self-propelled transportation and no pollution recreation. Pulling Cycling has served the Chico community since 1918, over 100 years. At the 8101 Main Street in downtown Chico. You can reach out Pullings at 530-342-1055. Talk to Steve O'Brien. I'm telling a story here about Steve O'Brien and I in this radio station in a bike. So one day, Steve O'Brien asked me, "Hi, Lily." After his show, would you be available for sub for I don't know who was the person was, but it was probably one Wednesday, and I should be here to sub for somebody after him. And I say, "You know what? I am available. I'll be happy to." Then I just had my bike. I didn't have any other transportation. And I was coming my bike. I was in Mangrove by now. And it was summer, pretty nice weather. And I had a dress. And the dress that I was wearing was a long dress. And suddenly, my dress got trapped in my wheels. And I had that dress, the dress that, you know, just like has like a top and long dress, and I just feel myself stuck to my bike. If I go one more, I would be naked anyway. So I had to call my friend, superhero Steve O'Brien, and I say, "My dear friend, I can't move. I am here in Mangrove in my bike, and my dress stuck on my wheels. I can't move. I can't be there at the radio. I need help." So he has to finish his show and has something between, and he just run to Mangrove and save my life. So he has to pull the tires off and just put it together and have just to run. Putting my bike back and putting his truck and drop me off here. And it was like 1 minute to the show start. Wow, what a day. Thank you, Steve O'Brien. Thank you so much. was amazing. He's my superhero. Thank you. And today I'll play some music, but today is a special day. It is Ron's birthday, and I'm gonna dedicate this show for his birthday, and also for my father, because my father in 2 days he'll be 70 as Ron. Ron is my father-in-law. So his birthday is exactly today, and my dad will be doing in 2 days, December 22nd. So I'm gonna, dedicate this song for Ryan's father and for my father, loving father. Thank you so much. I'm so proud to be your daughter. So happy to dedicate this show to you and to Ron, a great father as well. And talking about father, I was talking to Smiley here, and Smiley asked me, Lily, do you think sex before marriage, it is a good thing? And I said, no. I said, no, Smiley. Smiley is just smiling. He's laughing because I asked him to be here with me so we could talk about this and share with you guys. But he feels shy. I'm going to talk anyway because it's very important. So my father and my mom, and as well Ryan's mom and Ryan's mom and dad, I happened the same thing. They both got married. They both had a child, got pregnant before they get married. So my mom got pregnant, and also his father happened the same thing. And I have also my grandmother and my both grandmother. They got married before, so they, they fall in love. They got married. Then after that they making love. Different than our parents, right? So we born, and my mom, my dad ended up getting married after I was born, as Ryan's as well. Anyway, to say that, the experience that I heard from my grandma, she had an amazing marriage. The man she married was the best, great, amazing man. And I don't even remember she saying like one thing about my grandpa. And she just had some amazing to talk about him. Both were, commit to each other. Both wants, have family together. So my mom, my dad's mom, she had 15 kids with that man. By the age 40, she already had 15 kids. She got married when she was 15. And my mom also got married when she was 15. And my grandpa was 19. Both of them, I happened the same thing. My grandpa, dad's dad, 19. Mom's dad, 15. The same thing with my mom, 15 and 19. And my mom had 19 kids. So I have a huge family. But to say they were very happy couples, they knew it. The life of a marriage is a commitment. They were together for the rest of their life. And so my mom and my dad, they were happy. They were happy, but there were a lot of conflict too. That's what I see in a marriage that is not planned. So when we have sex before, has a risk that, you know, they're going to get impregnated and they are kind of forced, you know, to be together. I happen to my brother and I happen to my sister. And I see also them having a lot of, you know, a lot of challenge in their relationship. I believe, you know, if we can figure it out, you know, the commitment before and before the marriage. Have the commitment and you're going to, and you know, get married, it is for get married and have family. Or if you decide that you're not going to have child as well, if you decide you want to get married, I believe it is a commitment. I know that people wants to have a longer relationship, like a life relationship. I understand that some people would say they just want to hang out and have somebody. Yeah, but if you're getting to know, if you're not a teenager anymore, you want a relationship last longer. So, and thinking of that, you know, get happy, drink or drugs or whatever, you know, is not going to work. It's not going to be good for you. And I feel that sex should be okay after marriage. Oh, well. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but that is the power of love. And I feel for a healthy, happy relationship, we should do what our grandpas and grandmas was doing. Works pretty good. They were happy together. They have commitment. And they know, you know, that is the life of a family man and a family woman. All right, I'm going to play some music and I'll come back. Mania de você.
Nada melhor.
Oh yeah, gente, arrasa nesse negócio. And another one, Ben Sikis. Oh. Beija eu. Yeah, girl, don't let the guy drive the car before by. Okay? Have to commit before. That's how it works. Yeah, and Banksy Kiss. Depois de tudo, ainda ser feliz.
Mas já não há caminhos
pra voltar.
E o que a vida fez da nossa vida?
E o que a gente não faz por amor? We can do anything for love. Oh yeah.
Já me esqueci de te esquecer.
Por quê? Smiley, just smiley.
Meu desejo é meu melhor prazer.
Yeah.
E o meu destino é querer sempre mais. A minha estrada corre pro seu mar.
My road's going to you, my love.
Vem com festa, vem sem fim. Dentro de mim, que eu quero sentir o teu corpo pesado. Sobre o meu, vem meu amor, vem pra mim, me abraça devagar, me beija e me faz esquecer.
bem.
Que se quis, depois de tudo, ainda ser feliz.
Be happy, my girl.
Caminhos pra voltar. E o que que a vida fez?
O que que a vida fez da nossa vida?
O que a gente não faz por amor? Mas
what we can do for love.
Já me esqueci de te esquecer porque o teu desejo é meu melhor prazer.
Your desire.
E o meu destino é querer sempre mais.
Mais, more.
A minha estrada.
More love.
Agora vem pra perto, vem. Vem depressa, vem sem fim. Dentro de mim, que eu quero sentir o teu corpo pesando sobre o meu. Vem, meu amor, vem pra mim, me abraça devagar. Me beija e me faz esquecer.
Banksy kiss.
Banksy kiss.
Love you all. Now this song, next one, I dedicate to my super friend, Ron. Happy birthday to you, my friend. And a happy birthday to you too, my dad. Papito, gracinha, fofinho, gatinho, la la. Aham, parabéns. Parabéns, my super best friend, Ron. Always there for me. Thank you. I love you. Thank you, Papito. You too. And I want to end this show with a song that is Ron's favorite. And he loves. And I think it's an amazing song for you, my dear.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just